2.MA. The Battle of the Bugs. Understanding the differences between viruses and malware. The Silent Invaders. Viruses. When it comes to computer security, viruses have been a long-standing concern. These malicious programs are designed to replicate themselves and infect other files or systems, typically without the user's knowledge or consent. They often spread through email attachments, infected websites, or removable storage devices. Once a virus finds its way onto a computer, it can wreak havoc by corrupting files, stealing personal information, or even rendering the entire system inoperable. Viruses can vary in severity, ranging from mere annoyances that slow down your computer to destructive ones that wipe out valuable data. The shape-shifting troublemakers, malware. Malware, short for malicious software, is a broader term that encompasses various types of harmful programs. Unlike viruses, malware is not limited to self-replication. It includes a range of malicious activities such as spyware, adware, worms, and ransomware. Spyware, for example, is designed to secretly collect your personal information, while adware bombards you with unwanted ads. Worms, on the other hand, are self-contained programs that can spread through networks without needing a host file. Ransomware, one of the most infamous types of malware, locks down your files and demands a ransom for their release. Spotting the differences. While both viruses and malware are threats to your computer security, there are a few key differences to help you distinguish between them. Replication. Viruses are known for their ability to replicate and spread, often by attaching themselves to legitimate programs or documents. Malware, however, may or may not have the capability to replicate. Purpose. Viruses are primarily designed to cause harm, whether it's damaging files or stealing information. Malware, on the other hand, encompasses a wider range of purposes, from data theft to unauthorized access to your system. Delivery method. Viruses often require some form of user interaction, such as opening an infected email attachment. In contrast, malware can be delivered through various means, including malicious websites, drive-by downloads, or even software vulnerabilities. While viruses and malware have their differences, it's important to note that they often go hand in hand. Many viruses are now bundled with additional malware components, making them more potent and difficult to detect. Protecting yourself from viruses and malware requires a multi-layered approach, including up-to-date antivirus software, regular system updates, and safe browsing habits. By staying vigilant and informed, you can minimize the risk and keep your digital world a safe and secure place. Join the conversation and make your voice heard. React to this post with your thoughts and feelings. And don't forget to share it with your friends.